This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News. County commissioners on Monday turned down a request to give Columbus status as a high-risk wildfire area. Shane Hardy of the Forest Service explained that the shift from moderate to high-risk category would require pre-burning permits and more regulation on any developers or farmers burning to clear land. In a split vote, commissioners refused the request. Opponents of the measures were concerned about adding additional burdens to farmers. Joshua Johnson has settled his lawsuit against the county, former Sheriff Jody Green, and Sheriff Bill Rogers over a 2022 assault in the county jail. The lawsuit, filed in 2023, asked for millions in damages for injuries Johnson sustained when he was viciously attacked by four felons in the detention center. The assault was caught on video. Terms of the settlement have not been released. A man was stabbed in East Arcadia Sunday, but he doesn't know who stabbed him or why. Deputies were called to the 700 block of Hoover Road just before 11 p.m., according to the report from the sheriff's office. Jarrell Mann was transported to Novant, New Hanover after speaking with deputies. They determined that the stabbing actually occurred in Bladen County. Detectives in Bladen are investigating the incident. Columbus deputies are investigating after a teenager in South Columbus allegedly made a threat of violence against the school over the weekend. The threat was made using a school-issued computer. The suspect was reportedly upset after being placed in a self-contained class. The investigation is continuing. A key figure in the investigation into former Sheriff Jody Green resigned last week. U.S. Eastern District Attorney Mike Easley Jr. announced he is leaving the post. He was appointed by President Obama. No charges have been filed by the federal courts and it's part of the investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office did not immediately return a request for comment about the status of the investigation. President Trump's aggressive new policies on deporting illegal aliens has sparked a flurry of rumors throughout the region. Columbus County Schools issued a statement that they will not allow students to be detained or release student records to Immigration and Customs Enforcement or any law enforcement agency without a warrant. Columbus County Sheriff Bill Rogers did not return a request for comment. A state law passed last year requires local sheriffs to cooperate with ICE agents. Friday is the Tim Tebow Night to Shine at Western Prong Baptist Church. The annual celebration gives special needs students an opportunity to enjoy their own high school prom event. Volunteers and donations are still needed. Call 910-648-2744 for more information. The Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market Saturday from 10 until 12 at West Columbus High School in Sierra Gorda. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements. Bring your own bags and boxes if you can. For more information, go to foodbankcenc.org. You can also check out this story at columbuscountynews.com. The Hallsboro Neighborhood Watch will meet Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. at Mount Hebron Church, 570 Red Bug Road. Special guests include members of the Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, and County Commissioners. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.